The problem is that I don't like killing people if they don't deserve it. I don't believe in the dead. I already came from the dead.
You killed Rigo because you feel he deserved it.
He did.
You just saw 19-year-old Brian Rodriguez Sagala, a teenage killer who thinks that murder is his God-given right. And the more he speaks, the more shocked the detective becomes as he realizes the man in front of him is not a sane human being.
Talking about what happened with Rigo.
He died. I sent him to hell, where he belongs. I don't feel bad because he deserved it.
On March 26, 2021, around 5:15 p.m., officers from Sparks, Nevada were responding to a complaint at an apartment complex when they encountered a crime scene they never expected. The floor was drenched in blood, and lying there was 67-year-old Javier Rodriguez, lifeless, with two bullet wounds, one in his wrist and another in his chest. His fate was sealed long before help arrived. Javier was pronounced dead on the scene. The least the officer could do now was find the truth behind his murder. An investigation soon uncovered that just a night prior, Javier had several guests over, one of whom was 19-year-old Brian Rodriguez Sagala. According to witness testimonies, a gunshot was heard, and Brian was the one seen fleeing the scene. The very next day, on March 27th, officers tracked Brian down, hoping to unravel what led to this brutal murder. But they could have never expected that Brian was not their usual criminal. He was just as chilling as his crime itself.
Hey, Brian, I got that water for you, and we're going to take those cuffs off, okay?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you go ahead and stand up, we'll get those cuffs off. You just relax, you just leave your hand right there, let's go. Okay, Brian, take a seat now. If you want some water, go ahead. You can go as close as you can. You can close it, yep. So I just wanted to have a chance to talk to you about what happened.
Well, it's a long story, sir.
Okay. I got the time.
Well, yeah, I know it sounds, because people don't believe on the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah, they killed me, and with faith, I came back.
Okay.
But the simple thing, it was that I confessed it, everything, but all my wrong things, and with the faith that I had, I came back. I got out. It's like me standing up and seeing my own body, sir.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I just closed my eyes, but I knew I was going up, you know?
Okay.
Because I felt I went up. But at the same time, when I opened my eyes, I see my body just not there anymore. I'm like, what? But just curious because I got the Bible and then I started believing on the Bible. And then in my room, yeah, I got all the things that I went through the Bible and stuff and yeah, all the things. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What happened to Rigo's?
Yeah, he was my family member, whatever.
Okay.
But all the people that went visiting to his house, he did people wrong.
Okay.
He tied people up. It's like a wedding cup thing, but they tied him with black magic.
Oh.
And yeah, he did that to me too, because, yeah, I met him because of one of my friends. And then, yeah, because of drugs.
So what did you do because of that?
I had to do what I had to do, sir.
Okay.
Shoot him. I told him first. I'm like, hey, you could just say sorry and just apologize. And he said, yeah, I'm sorry. But he actually didn't mean it. He did it again, but doing it worse, like meaning it.
Okay.
And so, well, the Bible never lies, sir. You know, I told him, I got double face. I'm Lalo, but I'm usually Brian. But, you know, just confess and try not to do it again. Nah, the next day, it's just funny how he tried to take me, like, to bed, you know, a relationship, but I'm not gay, sir.
Mm.
So I'm always straight. And then he's like, no, well, we're gonna have to do it in a bad ways and in the good ways. We go into bed, you're gonna sleep with me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, because I'm not gay, first of all. And second of all, I like females. I don't like fools, you know, especially because you are my I don't know, a couple of Rodriguez, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's weird. But, yeah, the Bible never lies. And I do confess I didn't. Yes, okay. I didn't.
Within barely 4 minutes of the interrogation, Brian has not only confessed to murder, but also revealed his motive and justified it. According to Brian, Javier had allegedly attempted to coerce Brian into unwanted sexual acts, which Brian believed to be a great sin, and he wanted Javier to confess. But when he failed to do so, Brian did what he thought he must as the savior and shot Javier to death. This was only the start of his religious fanaticism, because as this interrogation goes on, it becomes increasingly evident that he is far more mentally disturbed than officers could have imagined.
What were you doing before that?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just reading the Bible.
Okay.
Reading the Bible and just sitting in the living room.
Do you remember what time you went over to Rico's?
When all that happened, yeah, it was about to be 12:30-ish.
Okay.
I walked out.
And where did you go afterwards?
Home.
You went home?
Straight home and read the Bible again.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
I usually never sleep.
You never sleep? Okay. When was the last time you slept?
The last time I slept, it was like at 5 in the morning to some day.
Okay.
And I woke up early today.
Okay.
Early
today. What time did you get up today?
As soon as when I got the first phone call of the neighbor of Rito.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel when he asked you to sleep with him?
Not comfortable at all.
Okay.
Because, like, first of all, of course, I would not sleep with someone I don't like to sleep, you know? Especially
yeah.
with the dude.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, man, I'm not like that. But it's just funny because we're watching TV, and it's like a simple, like, he's controlling people over the TV. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, hey, I could do it too, you know, but for me it's not a good simple thing to do because I like people having their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, people are ruining my family, but doesn't mean I gotta ruin someone's, you mm-hmm. know? I want them to see them happy.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I never did, but I know I'm gonna do it. Because for his fault, yeah, my mom and my dad never got along. My mom right now, she's in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did Rigo react when you didn't want to sleep with him?
I know he did not like the ending. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you're trying to smoke weed. Like, how's it called? Giving me drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, I was smoking weed, a couple of things. But doesn't mean, like, I was just doing it for part... I just call like for me like to oh yeah I want to so I'm just gonna just appreciate it and just do it. Nah, I was doing it because the Bible was there and the Bible is my life. The Bible is me, my brain.
Where was the Bible?
On top of the TV.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bible and the cross, that ones are the original.
Okay.
The special ones. I took it to him
mm-hmm.
because I told him, hey, appreciate the Bible because if not, I'm gonna have to do what I gotta do. Because for your fault and for others that I appreciate, yeah, I got to hell and I came from hell.
So it sounds like there was an argument after he asked you to sleep with him and you said no?
It was the next day because okay. the night when I did everything, he was with his, I think his worker, I don't know who he was.
Okay.
But he was doing the same thing what he did to me.
Oh.
He was sleeping with him, you know?
Okay.
So everything what everybody does, or I don't know if he did it to everybody, but yeah, like how I did it, I started, he was starting with someone else.
Mm.
I think it was if I'm with someone and his brother is like a brother, sister-in-law, something like that.
Okay. Like a relative?
Something like that.
Okay.
Well, that one dude, I don't even know him, but I gave him a coin. And that coin, yeah, it's a company car.
Uh-huh.
Because my grandpa, he has companies. And, yeah, I gave it to him. I was like, hey, I want you to work with me and I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. because like he tried to help me out too, and okay. then he tried to put him against me, and I'm like, nah, don't even try, dude, because okay. my issues is the Bible, and the Bible is way more powerful
okay.
of the bad spirits, because I seen him like trying to scratch himself, and mm-hmm. and I'm like, dude, just stop it. And I looked at Rigo's, and Rigo's, I took it to his position, mm-hmm. to him. Rigo just jumped. He's like, oh, it hurts. Stop it. And I'm like, well, you stop it, because you're making other people just feel bad. And then, yeah, I did everything. I shot him. I don't feel bad because he deserved it.
Okay. So you didn't feel bad after you shot him?
No, because for me, I feel like I helped a lot of people, not just one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you do to help a lot of people?
Just appreciate everything what they did to me, and I will not do them what they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him and another female,
mm.
and the female, yeah, her name is Glory, Gloria.
Okay.
She's another one.
What happened with Gloria?
She's the one who killed me, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She put my brother, my dad, against me.
Okay. Where did you get the gun?
I had it.
Brian clearly experiences religious delusions. He constantly mentions the Bible and justifies the murder by saying that Javier was a sinner who got what he deserved. Keeping this in mind, it is easy to conclude that Brian presents a disturbing personality profile characterized by grandiosity, a lack of empathy, and distorted religious beliefs bordering on delusion. His clear disregard for the victim's life also hints at possible antisocial tendencies. To make things worse, his sense of grandiosity and distorted religious beliefs are only fueled by a history of drug abuse from the age of 15.
Way before I got off probation.
Okay.
But, you know, it's my first time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually, when I want to go shoot, I go to the hills and shoot the bottles.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Since my first case, when I shot at the shotgun, yeah, I stopped doing that.
Okay.
Shooting at the air, that's stupid.
Okay.
But I mean, usually when I want to go, I go to the hills and shoot at the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And so, how long have you had the pistol?
Since when I moved on to. Because I moved on to St. Pebbles. Moved out from St. Pebbles, I think September.
Okay.
September or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember how many times you shot?
I shot a couple times, but it's because when I went to the hills and just shot at the bottles. But shot at the people, never. Just my first time.
At Rigo's, how many times did you shoot?
Just twice.
Okay.
Just twice.
And what happened after you shot him?
It was weird because the first shot, it was like from here to the wall. I know I shot him in the chest. I don't know if it went through.
Okay.
But the second shot, it did. I seen it. But it was just two shots.
Okay. Where were you when you shot him?
In the living room.
In the living room? Do you remember where you... Could you tell me what the living room looked like?
The living room is like me standing in the living room and then the kitchen. And then he turned the whole lights before everything happened. And I'm like, okay. So I read the Bible, I put the Bible up there, and I'm like, all right, you're going to meet the double face, the one you don't want to meet, Lalo. So as soon as when I said it, he jumped. He's like, oh man, I'm sorry. And then he said, and I'm like, all right. So he was right in his room, standing and looking to the kitchen.
Okay.
And so I'm like, all right, sorry. And I just shot him twice. And as soon as when I shot him, I walked away. I did.
What else was in the living room that you remember?
Lalo is a separate evil entity that Brian's delusional framework has created. He would later claim Lalo is the devil, but no biblical figure with a similar name exists. He likely has some form of dissociative disorder, which leads him to attribute certain actions and behavior to the so-called devilish personality of Lalo. This way of thinking is so severe that he has blurred the lines between reality, religion, and his fictitious beliefs. So much so that he can no longer separate his own personal thoughts or moral compass from the entities he believes in.
Could you just describe the living room and the kitchen area? Was there anything in particular that you remember about it? Any pieces of furniture, or you mentioned that there was a Bible. Was there anything else?
I put the Bible on top of the TV.
Okay.
And then Nice. Yeah, I put the Bible, and then I left my backpack on the living room.
Okay.
And then when I shot it twice, I believe so, the other dude, the one who was sleeping on the bed, he woke up.
Oh.
And I opened the door, but before I opened the door, I'm like, pray to the Bible. You know, Jesus Christ, your savior.
Okay.
Just walked out. I didn't run, I did nothing, I just walked out. No.
Okay.
And that's it. Just went to go smoke some cigarettes.
And you said you went home afterwards?
Yes, sir.
Now, this apartment you're talking about, Rigo's apartment, how many bedrooms are in there?
Just one.
Okay. And you mentioned there's a kitchen.
There's a little dog, too. A little brown dog.
A little brown dog. Yes, okay. how long have you known Rigo?
Since when I died and came back.
Do you remember when that was? What date that was?
No, sir.
Okay. And you mentioned that he was, is he a family relative of some kind?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because for his fault, and the female I'm saying, my mom and my sister and everybody, yeah, we were struggling. My mom, then I had a couple with my dad, because when we were a little kid, we had an issue. My dad, I don't know if he hit my mom or whatever, so my grandpa, we went, me and my mom and my sister and my brother, we went to Mexico, and then my grandpa was sick and my dad stayed here working, and then we had to leave because my mom wanted to see my dad, you know? And then what Rigo had on his leg, that happened to my grandpa, the same thing, his leg got swallowed.
And what are you talking about, what happened to Rigo's leg?
Well, it was karma, sir.
Okay. Do you know what it, like, what was the thing that you're talking about?
Well, so when we went back to Mexico, my grandpa had an accident, right?
Okay.
They chopped his leg off.
Oh, wow.
He didn't survive. He passed out.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all that I lived, it was because of him. He tied me. He just, yeah, he was. Have you went to my house yet?
I haven't been to your house, no.
So if you go to my house, sir, I got the books, I got everything.
Okay.
And it's more, how's it called? More proof.
Okay.
And yeah, I got a little dog. That little dog is my little sister that he had inside his house.
Okay. Brian, do you remember what clothes you were wearing when this happened at Rigo's house?
Yes, sir. I'm always wearing... I was wearing a straight hat.
A straight hat?
Straight hat, yeah. Eagle, and a bunny, white, and not like darkest, but yeah, it's like the bunnies.
Okay, got it.
I walked down the stairs when
what,
I came
what
out.
Shoes were you wearing?
Nikes.
Nikes? Black. Was it, were it these ones or were they different ones?
The Air Forces.
Air Forces? Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened to those clothes that you were wearing?
They're in my house.
They're in your house? Where do you keep your clothes in your house?
In my room.
In your room? Okay.
Well, I got a twin brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any other weapons in your house?
No, sir.
No? Okay. And
I had 9 clips, but that's it.
Okay. Do you have any other kind of ammo in your house?
Yes.
What kind of ammo do you have?
The shotguns and the big ones. But it was just like collecting.
Okay. Do you have any ammo that would work with your pistol?
No, sir.
No? Where do you buy your ammo?
Well, I usually I could get it myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I usually text one of my cousins that his name is Ricky.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays I don't see him. He went homeless. Because I like helping homeless.
Okay. That's nice of you. Who did you get the gun from when you first got it?
Myself.
Okay.
I used to, when I was a little kid, I used to work in the cartel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just passing weed, just a lot of weed.
Okay.
I used to struggle when I was 8 for the whole reason.
Okay.
Brian claims to have ties with a cartel, though there's no proof to confirm this. However, it's possible given the strong influence cartels have in Mexico. If true, it could explain his deteriorating mental state and lack of empathy. This is because being exposed to the extreme violence of organized crime at 8 years old when the brain is still developing could have deeply affected Brian. At such a young age, witnessing these atrocities can lead to lifelong behavioral and emotional issues. More specifically, dissociative disorders, which primarily develop between the ages of 7 and 9, especially in children who endure severe trauma or abuse. It is likely what he witnessed and learned in cartels also broke his moral compass, gave him paranoia, and eliminated his empathy as he displayed a callous dismissal of the victim's life. This exposure to crime was likely what introduced him to drugs, which would further worsen his mental health.
Why is this the first time that you shot somebody?
Because I never killed no one. Mm-hmm. Never killed no one.
How come?
Because it's like saying, if you, sir, could carry a gun, why not me? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. If you got papers, I could get papers too. Mm-hmm. It don't matter nothing.
Right.
But the problem is that I don't like killing people if they don't deserve it.
Okay.
Even I can, because I don't believe in the dead. I already came from the dead. If I die, I will come back.
So what you're telling me is that you killed Rigo because you feel he deserved it.
He did. Okay. I didn't feel he...
Because he deserved it,
indeed.
In your words, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you haven't killed other people because they haven't deserved it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I don't feel like killing people just because for fun, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like grabbing someone's heart for fun. They did that to me. But I don't feel killing other people just for fun, no. In my words, I just got 2 people. It's just Regal and Glory, that's it.
Okay.
Because Glory, she was the one type of people that gives me a lot of meth, you know? Mm. And I did fuck with it, I'm not gonna lie. But she tried to put me in a mental hospital.
Oh, really?
When are you gonna believe someone's drug addict in a mental hospital? Mm-hmm. What if I tell you there's a bad spirit?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I never will believe no one in there.
Now, the Bible that you mentioned that you put on TV,
is
that
New Testament?
Is that your Bible?
Yes, sir.
It is your Bible. Okay. And
the whole Bible connects to that one.
When you left it, how did you position a Bible when you left it?
I don't know if it's the one I took them, but it's a big one.
Okay.
And it should be on the TV or on the cabinet.
Okay.
But my Bible, I have it in my room.
Okay.
It's this one.
Okay, Brian.
You see that little thing in there?
How are you doing on water? Do you need some more water?
No, it's all right.
You okay?
Appreciate it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
Great. I'm feeling happy because now I'm going to live life.
Okay. Will you sit tight just for a minute? I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions for me?
Is it... what was it?
If you want to think about it, I'll be right back.
Is he saying, can you contact the government to open the borders?
I don't think I have the power to do that. But if you think of any more questions, just sit tight for a minute, okay? I'll be right back, Brian. Thanks. Hey, Brian. You know, we talked a little bit about Gloria and how she tried to take you in and...
Mental hospital?
Yeah. And you talked a little bit about using meth. You said you messed with it a little bit. Can you tell me just a little bit about that?
Well, she... put me and my brother against me by I don't know if you've seen that the cartoons that you want to eat the apple. Well, yeah, it's her.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you first use meth?
Me? I started when I was like 15.
Okay. And are you currently using it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How often do you use it?
I don't use it as much. The only thing I use is weed and tobacco.
Okay.
A couple sometimes just beer.
How often do you think you use meth?
Like 3 times a week or so.
Okay. Where do you get your meth?
Oh, with Rigo.
With Rigo?
Rigo and her.
Okay. Rigo and Gloria? Do they give you meth or do they sell you meth?
Well, they never sold me, but I got some.
Okay.
I'll go buy some. I will be back. But okay. I know they were the drug dealers, so.
Okay. And you mentioned before that that Rigo deserved it. Now, when you went over that day, were you planning on killing him?
No, sir.
Okay. You mentioned that he had asked you to sleep with you, and that created...
He's one of those like people that are stuck in their brains. Like,
okay.
It's like telling you to do something without even speaking with you.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's possible. Yes, it is.
Okay. When did you decide to shoot him?
When I told him to confess with the truth and meaning it. Because it's like going to church, confessing, and not meaning it. You gotta mean it to be free of, or has it called, it's like saying...
According to several researchers, extensive methamphetamine use can significantly damage the brain's prefrontal cortex, which is involved in memory, decision-making, and impulse control. This alteration of the brain's functioning leads to the user experiencing several issues such as paranoia, delusional thinking, and hallucinations. The constant release of dopamine is also linked with extreme feelings of confidence, and in Brian's case, it leads to him developing grandiosity so severe that he believes he has the power to influence the country's border.
Kid that everybody talks about, but it's everybody connected to my brain.
Okay.
You know? And if I've been talking bad about someone that I even know, yeah, it looks stupid and it's not respectful.
Mm-hmm.
So the day when I come and I ask him, hey, you're the one kid that, yes sir, the mind kind, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, you know?
Okay.
And then if I say, yeah, of course, no worries, because I appreciate the people who apologize, because now they will 9 days see how I am.
Okay.
Like, they didn't thought the opposite, you know, like, oh yeah, this fool was f***ed up and shit, you know?
Okay.
But
what was it that you were trying to get Rigo to confess?
All the damage he did, all the world.
Okay. And did you bring the Bible with you when you went to his house? The one that you set on the TV?
I gave him one Bible, the original one. But I don't know if he threw it away or didn't.
Okay.
Because he had the Bible in the counter, and the Bible was inside the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And one page was ripped.
Okay.
So he likes experimenting with the Bible. So the Bible is my life.
Uh-huh.
See, the Bible, it's me. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Your Savior.
Okay.
So yeah, I told him in the right way. So, man, thanks for you. Yeah, I have double faith. I'm Lalo. Lalo's the devil. You know, and then, but I do know I control my actions because I'm not that type of person that, yeah, I'm going to force everything on the right way. No. I can force everything on the right way and bad way. That's why I'm a cancer.
Now, the other guys that were in the apartment, do you know those guys?
I just know one of them.
Which one do you know?
Chaparro.
Chaparro?
Yeah.
Do you know his real name?
No, sir.
And how do you know Chaparro?
He lives with he lives on second story, all the way on the left. And the one who called me, curly hair, he lives all the way on top. But that's the only few persons I know. But I don't know their real names.
Okay.
But the one dude that was staying that one night, I don't know him at all.
Okay. After you left, did you talk to anybody about this?
No. But I talked to them before I left. I was like, yeah, I told them, hey, you know who is Jesus Christ and my brother, San Judas? He was like, no. You know, they were making a laugh of it. But before that, I walked towards them. I was like, yeah, you know them? No, no. And I showed them all my wallet and everything. I showed them the proof. The Bible never lies, you know? And then as soon as when I showed them, like, they calmed down, like, the over bad negative things. Like, it felt like when you're so nervous and then I showed you something, then now you feel like less, what's it called? And like everything relaxes. And so he's like, oh yeah, that's what's up. But he was confused. And then when he went inside the room, Rigo came out with a, I don't know, with a spray thing. It was like a hose. He started showering everything, but it was like smoke or whatever. But it was when he was tying the whole soles and everything.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the f***? Are you for real? And I told him, like, man, the f*** is this? Okay. I told him, hey, stop it. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna stop. And so I told him, all right, so you're not gonna confess, then just stop your shit. I'm gonna have to do what I gotta do.
Did you and Chaparro and Rigo use meth that night?
I didn't.
You did not?
No, sir.
Okay.
I asked him if, they were like, hey, you don't got some? I know he did have some, and a lot, because he's a drug dealer, or whatever.
How'd that make you feel when he told you no?
It made me feel great, sir.
Okay.
Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to stop it, and then less and less and less. So he was like, no, I don't got nothing. So the other dude, Chaparro, he got upset about it, he left.
Okay.
And so when he left, I told him too. I was like, hey, you should leave, because I'm going to tell him on the right way to confess. If he don't confess, then I don't want you to be around, because, you know.
Okay. So that's why Chaparro left? Because you told him that you were going to talk to him
about confessing? Yeah, I told him, without speaking with him. I told him on my break.
Oh, okay. Brian, what do you think should happen to you because you shot Rigo?
For me? I mean, can I ask you a question? How many people have you killed?
I haven't killed anybody, Brian.
And what about other officers?
I don't know the number. I don't know the answer to that question. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I do got the questions. Because I'm the law now, and I'm the judge.
Okay.
We're speaking with what? With real words. Truth, words. The Bible never lies.
Well, I'm just wondering what you thought about
that. So I was
just
wondering, that's why I was asking you a question earlier. Do you think you could call the government from Donald Trump or whatever, you know, to open the borders and open the law?
I don't have that kind of authority.
Well, I got the power.
And Brian,
and I want that to be justice for all.
You had your phone with you. What's the password to get into your phone? Is there a particular password?
And my question, why do you guys want to go through my phone for?
Well, because it's part of the case.
What case?
Well,
can I go through your phone?
No.
No, right? So I said no.
Okay. And if it's your choice if you don't want to give me
the
password.
No, it is my choice.
Yeah. So, if you don't want to give me the passcode, that's okay. I'm just asking.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you asking, sir, but no. Thank you.
Okay. So you didn't talk to anybody about what happened?
Why should I talk to someone that doesn't even believe me?
Well, I think when people...
Right? If they want to believe me more, get in through the Bible. That's my reason, my response.
Well, I'm just talking about what happened with Rigo.
He died. I sent him to hell, where he belongs. And when people want to join him, they can too.
Okay. All right, Brian. Hang on just a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Brian's long-term methamphetamine use and distorted thinking patterns have detached Brian from reality. Individuals with rigid religious beliefs, like Brian, are more prone to violent behavior, particularly when convinced of divine justification. Coupled with this is Brian's distorted vision of power and lack of remorse, which puts him at risk for future violence. And the prosecutors thought the same. During his trial in May of 2023, their entire argument was based on how susceptible to violence he was. They emphasized his impulsive behavior and deemed him a risk to society due to his recurring violence. The jury clearly agreed, and in August of 2023, Brian was charged with first-degree murder and sentenced to 70 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 28 years.